وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله، أما بعد، عنوان أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه وسليل فجر prayer. He was the Muslim Khalifa, the Muslim leader at that time, who was leading the Fajr prayer. And a non-Muslim called Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, a fire worshipper from the land of Faris, where Iran is now, killed Umar radiallahu anhu. And until now, there are some from the Shia groups who celebrate for that man, who show support to him for killing Umar radiallahu anhu. Even though we know Umar is the second best individual in the Muslim Ummah after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who, when he take away Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said the shaitan takes another way. إذا سلك عمر فجا سلك الشيطان فجا آخر. Umar radiallahu anhu, who is known how he spread justice and peace in his time and in his leadership, and how he was supportive to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the time he became Muslim. And from those 10 who Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam collectively mentioned, they are from the people of Jannah. In many of his hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his statement, he says, I and Abu Bakr and Umar went so and so. I and Abu Bakr and Umar did so and so. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to consult with Umar a lot. And there are incidents. Umar had an opinion, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had different opinion. And Allah support the idea of Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu, he makes suggestions to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than one with something. Allah to legislate this, Allah to forbid this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down Quran aiding the suggestion of Umar radiallahu anhu. That Umar was killed when he was leading Fajr prayer by that non-Muslim fire worshipper. Some people who claim today Muslims are very happy that Umar radiallahu anhu was killed by that non-Muslim. To know the situation of some of the people who say today they are Muslims and how they are far from the real Islam. Umar radiallahu anhu, he lost consciousness, was bleeding. People were coming, showing condolences, reminding him how he was good in Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away while he is pleased with him. After that, how Umar radiallahu anhu was means of many good things, which is in Islam, if somebody is about to die, to give him hope. If you come across a Muslim who is going to die, give him hope. Remind him Allah is mercy. Allah is forgiving. Don't make him hopeless. Because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ ظَنَّ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. When you die, die in a state you think good about Allah, that Allah will give you, forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mercy you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish you. Have that hope. And from what help? That the Muslim around you to remind you Allah's blessing subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they also should remind you to say the la ilaha illa the word, the tawheed, before you die. Umar radiallahu anhu, while he is in that situation, struggling with the death, about to die, a young man came to him, a boy, from those who were showing condolence, those who were showing Umar radiallahu anhu, encouraging him, praising him. Then the young boy turned away. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw that young man dragging his garment below the ankle, dragging it. He said, Alayya bi. Alayya bil ghulam, called the young man to me. And he said, Ya ghulam, irfa thawbak fa innahu atqa li rabbik wa anqa li thawbik. Oh, young man, raise your garment up. Don't make it touch on the ground, because that's more pious to your Lord and more clean to your clothes. So for in Islam, the male, their clothes shouldn't touch on the ground. Rather, it shouldn't be even below the ankle for the male, whether it's khamis or izar or garment or pant or anything for the male. Many Muslims don't know this. It's a very serious matter in Islam. Subhanallah, in Sahih al-Bukhari, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما أسفل من الكعبين ففينا, was below the two ankles is in hellfire. Was below the two ankles is in the hellfire. It's authentic hadith. And many other hadith. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he said to the young boy, lift up your clothes, because that's more pious to your Lord. So when you take your clothes above your ankle, that's because you fear Allah. Allah forbade it. And he said also, that's more clean to your garment. More clean. Because if you, especially our time, you see some brothers, their khamis long, their pants long, touching the ground, and they go to the bathroom. Any one of these bathrooms, especially used by the disbeliever, is not clean. Those used by kids. Sometimes bathroom is wet. And sometimes there's impurity there. Some Muslims, wallahu al-musta'am, don't have akhlaq, unfortunately. It was just yesterday in the bathroom. You want to use it, you see pee everywhere. Subhanallah. Pee everywhere, urinate. In our masjid, just yesterday. Have to take time to clean it. So someone entering that bathroom with a pant long, where is going to touch? On the ground. Is it wet? Majority of scholars, they see if somebody pray with a cloth, impurity, the salah is invalid. Allah said, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِرْ, clean your clothes. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. So majority of ulama, they see, if somebody pray with a cloth impurity, urine, for instance, your salah is invalid. Why are you taking that chance? So here, there's a lot of lessons. Number one, the sahabi, Umar radiallahu anhu, even though he's the Muslim leader, he's in pain, he's bleeding, he's about to die. He doesn't see that young man above, taking his garment above, is not a light issue. It's not an issue, no importance. Some Muslims now, some issues, they think it's not important. It's not important. How is not important? Something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal address an issue, give a ruling on a mara, is not an important? Subhanallah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Allah Azza wa Jal give a concern and an issue, and it's not important. After that, Muslim Khalifa Umar radiallahu anhu, about to die, struggling with his life, addressing the issue, young boy, take your clothes up, it's more pious to your Lord, more clean to your clean to your clothes, is not an issue, is not an important. is very important. And here we learn the religion of Allah, all of it is important. Don't believe anything from the deen. Don't see something is not important in the deen. Everything is important because it is from Allah Al-Azim. Also, last from the lessons in that is that the opinion of some scholar who say make your clothes below the ankle is not allowed when you do out of arrogance. But if you don't do out of arrogance, they say it's allowed. With the many hadith which shows that making it out of arrogance is another sin. But making it is sin itself, even without the arrogance. Even though another hadith, إِنَّمَا الْإِسْبَالُ مِنَ الْمَخِيلَ. The cause of isbal, making your clothes as a male on the ground, is only caused by arrogance. Prophet ﷺ says that. But even that, Umar radiallahu anhu, how this young boy is coming to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Muslim Khalifa, about to die with arrogance, is not state to be arrogant. Even if your beloved one is about to die and you see your sight, you are not there for arrogance. You are more humble. It affects you. How do you see the Muslim Khalifa, all Muslims around him, affect him? A leader dying, especially just a leader, especially the best of them. Umar was the best of them at the time. Love him so much. Allah aid Islam by Umar radiallahu anhu. So it's a big calamity. How a boy come out of arrogance in that situation? No, there was no arrogance there. So to remember this, we ask Allah al-Karim subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all good ending. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.